Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Yidin Hus Abi Moyer, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef, as well as for a continued four shleim to Rav Meir ben Mindel. Today's daf is Ksubas daf Peches, and we left off at the very top words of Peches Amud Aleph. What was the Gemara talking about? The Mishnah had said that if an Eid Echad testifies that the Ksuba was already paid up, then the woman's going to have to swear to negate the opinion of the Eid Echad. Good morning, Rav Mordechai Chanachenech, Dr. Ron. Great to have you with us. And Avi, David Yeshua, and Svika. So the Gemara had said that this Shavua that she swears against the Eid Echad, since it's a Shavua Sanotlin, it's a Shavua on the offense, and not a Shavua Sanishbayin Viniftarin, it's not a Shavua on the defense, so it's got to be a Shavua Darabanan, not a Shavua Doraisa, because there ain't no such thing as a Shavua Doraisa where you swear and collect. Ain't no such thing. So the Gemara is now quotes Rav Papa, who says if the husband wants to get her to swear Shavua Doraisa, he could pull a shtick in order to get her to swear Shavua Doraisa. Now, why would the husband want her to swear Shavua Doraisa as opposed to Shavua Darabanan? So the Gemara says in Shavuos there's a few differences between Shavua Doraisa and Shavua Darabanan. One of them has Shem Hashem, and Shavua Darabanan doesn't have Shem Hashem. Shavua Doraisa, you have to be holding on to a Sefer Torah or a Chefta Shel Mitzvah when you swear. Shavua Darabanan, but Pashtus, you don't have to. So it says the Gemara, Amar of Papa, Ipi Keachu, if the husband is a smart guy, Maisi Lalde Shavua Doraisa, the Gemara is going to try to figure out three or four ways that the husband can manipulate the situation into a Shavua Doraisa. He could bring her to give a Shavua Doraisa, which means she's going to have to use the Shem Hashem or a Kinoi like Elokim, and she's going to have to hold on to a Sefer Torah. Shavua Darabanan is only like a curse. So says Rashi. And the problem is there's some contradictions elsewhere, right? Tosus asks against Rashi. Right, you can see the Tosus here on the second Tosus on the page. Maisel de Shavua Doraisa appears for Kuntris. The Nafkalan Mina being Shavua Doraisa and Shavua Darabanan. To be Doraisa Minkin Cheftza, you have to hold a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, like a Sefer Torah or Tefillin. Or that's why I think in the Chumash, you have to hold on to his Bris Mila, right? That it's what was when he swear to me. So he held on to the Bris Mila. To be Doraisa Minkin Cheftza over Darabanan Lo Nakit. V'hu atzmo sosa dvarav. Rashi contradicts himself. Darina ba'ashaleach, amali rav l'rav yirmi medifti, adjer bebezin v'ashpa chutz lebezin, v'pirish v'kudjus, ha'asam dachar ale. D'lo l'ashpa bebezin, d'chamira ba'amkute chevtza. Even a swear in bezin, which is the rabbanan, you're going to have to hold on to a chevtza shavitzu. Ula rabbeinu nira d'naf kamina libid rabbi abba, d'hilchus ha'kavasei d'amar, that's the difference. The halacha is if you can't swear Shavua Doraisa because you're a chashid, so we apply the rule of Rabbi Abba. If it's Shavua Doraisa, so then if you can't swear, let's say you're suspected of swearing falsely elsewhere, so you can't swear, then you have to pay if you can't swear by Shavua Darabanan. So if you can't swear, we don't automatically make you pay. We'll flip the Shavua onto the other person, but we don't automatically make you pay. That's what Tosa says the difference is. And others disagree. Let's continue in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, so if he's a smart guy, Maisel Shavua, how's he going to do this? Yoiv lo ksubasa. So he'll pay the entire ksuba a second time. He'll pay the whole ksuba a second time. Ba'apechad sahada. In front of one witness. Now he already has one witness that watched the first payment. Now he's going to give her the ksuba a second time with another witness. He's going to bring the two witnesses together. The two of them together will testify that she was paid. And if she's going to claim she wasn't paid, so the two of them will say, no, you have to swear, because now he has two witnesses that said she got the ksuba. Umokim, but she's going to say, yeah, I got, umokim lulahach kamai b'milva. And the husband will say that the first payment was a loan, and he's going to demand the loan to her, and a loan, she's on the defense. Says the Gemara, how in the world does that work? Masl Rav Shish Redi Rav Idi. Hech Samach Sada Kama Sada Basra. How can you combine two Edim who are testifying about two different givings of money? One of them was a loan, one of them was a ksuba. You can't have them both testify together. And if she rejects both of them, if she swears that she didn't get anything, she'll get paid a third time. El Amar Rav Shish Redi Rav Idi. No, that's not what we meant to say. Yoav la ksubase ba'api sada kama v'sade basa. He should pay her the ksuba a second time, together with the aid that saw the first one, plus another aid. So he'll have two witnesses that he paid her, and he won't be able to. She won't be able to deny the second payment. Umokim la lahanach kamai, and he would, and he'll establish the first payment. So now one aid saw two payments. So the first payment will be bahalva. Says the Gemara, that doesn't help anything. Masla Ravashi, Akati, Yicholamema, Shtei Ksubas Havai. The woman could say, you wrote me two Ksubas, and you paid me two Ksubas. The first one you paid with an Eid Echad, and the second one you paid me with two Eidim. So it's still a Shavuos Hanotlin. It's not a Shavuos on the defense. Elam Ravashi, Hu Demodalahu. He has to tell the two witnesses what's going on. He'll inform the two witnesses before the second payment that he already paid the first ksuba, and he's only giving her the second ksuba in order to be able to collect the first ksuba. And since the witnesses know that he's not giving it really l'shem ksuba, so she can't claim that there were two ksubas, because that's a very infrequent kind of a situation. Says the Gemara, what was the next case of the Mishnah? The next case of the Mishnah was...
How can you say that the first ksuba is a loan? He paid the ksuba... A year later, he says, oh, sorry, I'm not paying you two, it's just a loan.
Well, he's claiming it because he already paid her the second ksuba. He gave her another ksuba. So why did he pay the first one? So, again, she's claiming she never got it, period. She's claiming it wasn't there at all. So he's going to claim the first one was just a loan. He has an aide saying he gave her money. That's a good question. How come the aide wouldn't know? I don't know. The aide should know that it was... Ksuba. That's what it says. He told her that the second payment wasn't really for Ksuba because he paid her the first Ksuba at the end. I don't know. That's a good question. I think that's part of the Gemara's question. She can claim it was two Ksubas. I think that's exactly what Gemara is saying. She's claiming, it was for a Ksuba. It wasn't for a loan. You can't make that claim. The Gemara rejects that. So I don't know. I'm not sure.
If it was for two Ksubas, then is she admitting that she got paid for the first one?
No, she's denying both. She's denying both. That's why we can now make her swear Shua Doraisa, because she's on the defense. It used to be she was on the offense to collect, but now where I have two witnesses that said she was paid, and she's saying she wasn't paid, so she's on the defense.
So the whole point is to make her on the defense.
Yeah, exactly. And then she has to swear Shua Doraisa. Says the Gemara, when the woman is collecting her ksuba from Nechasim Meshubadim, which is a field that the husband sold, so she has to swear. Tanan Hasam, we learned a Mishnah in Shavuos, V'chein ha'isomim lo yuparel b'shuah. Anytime orphans are collecting a debt that was owed to the father, so whenever they're collecting, they have to, they get paid only by swearing. Miman. Who are the Yisomim collecting from when they have to swear? Ilema mi Lova, if they're collecting from the Lova himself, that doesn't make any sense that they should have to swear. We usually protect the rights of orphans. We're not making life more difficult on orphans. That doesn't make sense. Hashta avi and shalka beloshvua. The dad has a document that says that the Lova owes him money. He wouldn't have to swear if he's collecting from his document. So ve'inu b'shvua, so when orphans are collecting the document, we're going to make life worse on them? That doesn't make any sense. If dad had the document collected without a shvua, the orphans should also collect without a shvua. Ela ha'kamar. V'chein ha'yisomim min ha'yisomim lo yipar el b'shvua. If orphans of the malve are collecting from orphans of the love, then they only collect with a shvua, because the orphans of the love have no idea whether their father paid back the debt. So therefore, the orphans of the Malveh have to swear to the orphans of the Lova. Amri Rabbi Zvekom Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Shanu Ela Sha'amru Yisomrim, Omar Lanu Abba Lavisi Ufarati. The only time the orphans of the Malva have to swear when collecting from the orphans of the Lova is if the orphans of the Lova are claiming that dad told us he borrowed and paid back. This document that you have, it's already been paid back. Aval Amru Amalano Abalo Lavisi. But if the orphans of the Lova are claiming that dad told us he did not borrow money at all, Akbishmua lo yiparu, then they never have to pay, even if the other orphans swear. Says the Gemara, it doesn't make any sense. Masla Rabba Adarabba, what do you mean? They're holding a document. Call Omalo Lavisi, Omalo Parati Dami. Anyone who says I never borrowed, it's like he said, it's like I said I didn't pay back. So here you have them, they produce a document, and they're saying they never paid back. So why in the world would we not make them swear? No, that's not what we meant. Says, well, that's not what we meant. Ella. Iyitmar hachi yimar. If there's a difference, the difference is as follows. Amar Rabbi Zreik, Amar Rabbi Huda. Lo shanu ella sha'amru yisomim amalanu abba la visi uparati. The only time the yisomim of the malve can swear and collect from the yisomim of the love, that's only if the yisomim of the love say, dad told us, yeah, he borrowed from your father, but he paid it back. Aval amru, amar lanu abba lo la visi, nifron shelo bishvua. If the orphans of the Lova say, dad told us he never borrowed, then the orphans of the Malva don't even have to swear, they can collect without a Shmua. Why? Because it's like they're admitting they never paid it back. If dad said, I never borrowed the money, and there's a document saying he did borrow the money, that's tantamount to just denying, to admitting that he didn't pay back. If the orphans are now admitting that the dad said he didn't pay back, well, then they have to pay up even without the orphans of the Malva swearing, without a shvua, just the document itself is going to collect. And therefore, the orphans of the Malva in such a circumstance would collect from the orphans of the Lova without the orphans of the Malva swearing at all, even without a shvua. So it depends what the orphans of the Lova claim. If they claim dad borrowed but he paid back, then the orphans of the Malva will have to swear. But if they claim dad told us he never even borrowed the money, there's a document saying that he's lying. So then the orphans of the Malva collect even without a shvua. Says the Gemara, v'nifras shelo b'funav lo yisparu lo b'shvua. So let's say the husband goes away on a business trip. Unfortunately, a lot of times you see divorce happen when the husband's out of the house a lot. He's out of the house a lot and he doesn't care about the wife, he doesn't come home, and then it leads to him doing bad things when he's away with other people's wives. Unfortunately, you see a lot of situations like that. So, what happened over here? He's always going on a business trip, and he decides, you know what? I like my life away from home better. And he sends his wife a divorce. Okay, shkayach. Now, how's she supposed to collect the ksuba? He's not here. So the Gemara says, nifrash lo b'funav lo yisparu lo b'shvua. So she has to swear that the husband never paid her or never paid her in the past. Amar Rav Acha Sar Habira, that's what they called him. Rav Acha Sar Habira, the master of the house or the master of the palace. Maise Bolofnei Rabbi Yitzchak Ban Tuchya. A story happened. This was not a ksuba. This was just Stama Balchov that wanted to collect money from his creditor, from his debtor, from his loiva, when the loiva wasn't there. The Omar and Rabbi Yitzchak Paskin, Lo Shanu El Ksubas Isha. That halacha that you can collect while the husband's not around by swearing and collecting, that's a special halacha by Ksuba Mishum China, because we want women to get married, and we're afraid if the woman knows that when she comes to collect her Ksuba, the husband's not around, she's not going to be able to collect the Ksuba. She's not going to get married in the first place. She's never going to want to get married. She's going to be afraid that people are never going to pay her the Ksuba. Aval Baal Chov lo. But a regular Baal Chov, he's not allowed to collect. If the Malv is not around, wait till he comes home. You're not allowed to swear and collect. You got to wait till he comes home. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak. The Rav Amar Rav Nachman, no. I feel a Baal Chov. Even a Baal Chov can collect by swearing. Why? Shlo yei kolecha vecha noto moso shal chaveru. I'm going to borrow $1 million. I'm going to go to Timbuktu. You're never going to be able to collect from me. Vatanol dels b'fnei lovin, and no one's going to ever want to lend money because they're going to be afraid, oh, if I lend you money, and we need a society where people lend money. People are going to be afraid, if I lend you money, you're going to take the money, invest it, and then get out of town, and I'm never going to be able to collect from you. So the halacha is no. Even by a lova, I'm allowed to collect and swear if you're not around. Now, the Mishnah also said, Kozman shetovas ksubasa. Oh, now, here's we go. Remember I promised you yesterday that we're going to have a review of the entire perek based on the last line of the Mishnah? Here we have it, right here. Rabbi Shimon, what was the last line of the Mishnah? The last line of the Mishnah was Rabbi Shimon Omer calls Mancha Tovas Ksubasa. So then the Yorshin could make her swear. If she's not being Tovas Ksubasa, the Yorshin can't make her swear. And we had no idea what in the world this line was talking about. So the Gemara is going to make now like four suggestions on which case that happened beforehand. In the Perek, which case was this going on? What's Rabbi Shimon coming to argue on? Let's see. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Ahei. On which cases are Shimon going on? So suggestion number one. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, aha. On the line that came right before him. That's the simplest shot. It's going on the line that came right before him. V'nifras shlo b'fanav lo t'parel b'shvua. Right? Someone who is collecting a debt, not in front of the one who owes the debt. So if the woman's collecting a ksuba and the husband's gone, he divorced her from far away, he's not there. Lo tipayel b'shvua, lo shana lemizone, velo shna luksuba. So the Tanakhama holds that she swears and collects whether she's collecting mizonos, food, and he's not around, or she's collecting ksuba. Either one, she has to swear. Vasa Rabbi Shimon Lemeira, no, only for the ksuba she swears. Kol zman shetovas ksubasa yoshe mashbirosa. Eina tovas ksubasa if she's only claiming mizonos. Food and not ksuba, ein yorshin mashpinosa. Then she collects without swearing when she's collecting the mizainas. Bekamifli and beplugta. And there are, and this argument is the same argument that we're going to see later on in ksubis on daf kuf dalad. We got to start planning the ksubis siyum. Wednesday night, October 26th. Wednesday night, October 26th, a random Wednesday night in the middle of October. I have to start planning.
It's going to be a blast.
Chanukah's coming from Tina. A random midweek Wednesday night. Okay, he promised us. You promised us, Chanukah. Okay. Ein yorshin mashmik v'kamifli beplugta. And they're arguing the five machlokas. Tisnan. We learned later on. This is a Mishnah daf kof dalim. I think. Ubnei kohanim gedolim. I'm sorry. The letters are too small. I'm sorry. And this is the machlokus between Chanan and the sons of the Kohanim Gedolim later on in the Mishnah Daf Kuftal. Disnan. A guy went to a faraway country. And his wife is asking for a mizonos, which she's entitled to. Chanan Omer. Chanan says she only swears when she's collecting a ksuba and not when she's collecting mizainis. Nechtu alav, b'nei kohanim gedolim amru, tishava twice. B'tchila, when she's accepting mizainis, she swears, uvesof, and when she's collecting a ksuba. So Rabbi Shimon Kachanan, Rabbanan Kibbinei Kohanim Gedolim. So that's one suggestion. Says the Gemara, Maskev of Sheishes. The language doesn't make sense. Hi, Yorshin Mashpin Osa. What do you mean? The Mishnah said, Yorshin. Hi, Yorshin Mashpin Osa. What do you mean? The husband's alive. Right? In the case, so why would it say, if that's what it's talking about, the husband's alive, why would it say the Yorshin Amashpinosa? The husband's still alive. Bezd Mashpinosa Mabayalai. What do you mean? If she's collecting mizainis, the husband's still alive. So it's not Yorshin. How can you say that when Rabbi Shimon and our Mishnah said Yorshin, it's talking about that case on Daf Kuf Dalad. The case on Daf Kuf Dalad, the husband's just Medina Sayyam, it says. He's in Medina Sayyam. So why the Yorshin Mashpinosa? The language Yorshin should be Bezdin. It's Mashpinosa. Says the Gemara, right, you're not called a Yorish if your father's still alive. It could have said Banov, you know, but not Yorshin. So that can't be the right answer. So, as I mentioned, we're going to now go through a review of the entire parak. Says the Gemara, Elam Rav Sheshes. Aha. It's going on the following case. In the last Mishnah, yesterday's daf, it's going on the case that we learned in yesterday's daf. What did we learn in yesterday's daf? Rabbi Shimon is arguing on what we learned in the Mishnah before that. Holcha mikever balu lebeis avia. We're talking about a case where the husband exempted the woman from Shvuah during his lifetime. And now, after the husband dies, so she buries him. And now she goes back to her father's house. She had never been appointed as a guardian. So Tanakama holds that the Yorshin cannot make her swear on the money that she spent on the Kvura. Because that's a special dispensation. We let her spend money on the Kvura. We don't want to delay the Kvura. So we let her spend the money and she doesn't have to swear on the Kvura. That's Tanakama's opinion. However, Vim Nasis Aputrapia, but the Tanakama says if she was appointed as a guardian during the husband's lifetime, then Yorshin Mashpinosa al Ha'asid Lavo, then the Yorshin can make her swear on anything after the death. Ve'en Mashpinosa Mash Avar, but the stuff that she was guardian on while the husband was alive, the husband said, I'm not making you swear. So he exempted her from the Shul. And on this, Rabbi Shimon is coming to say, V'az Rabbi Shimon Lemeimar, it depends what? Kol Zman Shetavas Ksubasa Yosh Mashpinosa. Right. When she's collecting the ksuba, they can only make her swear on the ksuba. Ena tovas ksubasa, but on the other stuff, ena yoshin mashpinosa. They can't make her swear on the stuff that she was appointed a guardian. The kamiflugi deplugta daavashol v'rabanan, and they're arguing on the machlokas that we had in the last yesterday's daf. The machlok between Abishol, the daughter of the son of a woman, right? Abishol, Ima, somebody, right? The daughter of Ima. That was a machlok, as we said, between the Mishnah and Abishol. Disnan. We learned in the Mishnah. Apotropos Shemino Avi Yisomim. An apotropos that was appointed by the father of the Yisomim, Yishava. So apotropos swears. Oh, I'm sorry. No, this was not that Abishol. No. This is a different. I'm sorry. I jumped one early. No, this is not the Abishol from before. There's a different statement of Abishol. They're arguing about the machlokas Abishol and Rabbanim. Not earlier in our parak. We'll come to that Abishol in a minute. Disnan, apotropos should we know Avi Yisomim, a regular apotropos that's appointed by the father of Yisomim, meaning before he dies, he says. A third party, another man, right? He appoints a man as an apotropos over over the possessions of the Yisomim, Yishava. So when the Yisomim become over bar mitzvah, he has to swear that he never took anything of theirs. And we're not afraid that a person's not going to want to become an apotropos and we make him swear, because he's doing it as a favor to the father. We know Bezdin, however, if Bezdin appointed a guy as an apotropos, Lo Yishava. So we don't want people. He doesn't have to swear because we want people to take the job. We're afraid if Bezdin appoints, you're not going to take the job. Abishol Omer Chilaf Advar. Abishol says the opposite. We know Bezdin Yishava. Because it's a chashivus. We know Avi Yisomim. You're just a friend. So then Lo Yishava. So Rabbi Shimon who says if she's not accepting the ksuba, she doesn't have to swear. That's Kabishol. That we don't make him swear because we're afraid he's going to want to become an apotropos. Rabbanon, who say that we do make him swear, that's kirabanon. Says the Gemara, that also doesn't make sense in the words. Maskev labai, hai kolz man shetovas ksubasa im tovas mi boile. It's not kolz man, it's not talking, we're not talking about a husband and wife. It should be im tovas ksubasa. If it's a ksuba, not kolz man, it's not a time factor here. It's just if she's collecting the ksuba, it doesn't make sense in the words. Oh, so now we come to Two more. So now we come to suggestion number three. Suggestion number three. I think, let's see who this is. It says the Gemara. Elam Rabbi Aha. No, we're talking about yesterday's daf. The Mishnah from 2 days ago's daf. Kasavla. Neder Shvo Ein Li Alayich. So then, Ein Li Yochel Ashpia. If he says Alayich, so he can't make her swear. But he can make her kids swear. Neder Shvo Ein Li. V'lo Li Yorshi. V'lo Li Bar Mishusi. Alayich. V'al Yoshayich. So none of his people can make none of her people swear. So that's what we're going on, right? That if he made this language and said, none of my people can make none of your people swear, so then, since he said he's not going to make them swear, if she comes to collect the ksuba, or if her daughter comes here, if she dies, and her daughter comes to collect ksuba, or anyone, or she sold the rice to the ksuba to somebody else, any of them come to collect the ksuba, they don't have to swear. No. Even though he exempted her from Mishvua, calls Manchatavas ksubasa, Yarshin Mashpianosa. He disagrees. Why? Because he holds that the husband has no right to exempt her from Mishvua Yarshin, because Yarshim always have a right to swear if they're collecting the ksuba. Like the Kamifli been plugged into Abishol ben Ima Miriam. Right now I got the Abishol. They're arguing about the machlokas of Abishol, the son of Ima Miriam. They're Abanan. Rabbi Shimon ka Abishol. Rabbi Shimon says that as long as she's collecting the ksuba, even though during his lifetime he said, you're not going to have to swear to my kids. Too bad. You do have to swear to the kids if she's accepting the ksuba. And Rabbanan ka Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan and the Mishnah said, no, she can exempt him. That's like Chachamim, who say she could exempt him, who argue on Abishol, says the Gemara. So according to this, half of the statement makes sense, half of Rabbi Shimon's statement makes sense, but the other half doesn't make sense. Mazgar of Papa, Hatenach, this makes sense, the half of what Rabbi Shimon said, calls man shetovas ksubasa, they can make him swear, but what does the second half of his statement mean? Eina tovas ksubasa ma'ikalamimah. What do you mean? It's just one statement. Rabbi Shimon's saying, if the girl is collecting the ksuba from the Yisomim, she has to swear. So what does it mean? Eina tovas ksubasa ma'ikal amimah. What's that case? There is no case of eina tovas ksubasa. Anytime she's collecting from the Yorshim, she always has to swear. So what does it mean? Eina tovas ksubasa. What's that case going on? Says the Gemara, a fourth and final answer. Ella Amar of Papa. So rather, of Papa said, La Fuke Midi Rabbi Eliezer Machlo Kaso. No, the fourth and final suggestion. It's true that at the beginning of his words, Reb Shimon's words, he said, Calls Manchet Devas Tsubasa Yorshin Ashpinosa. Reb Shimon is coming to say, even though, in other words, we're accepting answer number three. It's true that the first half of Rabbi Shimon's statement where he says, if she's collecting the ksuba, then she has to swear. So that's going against what we said beforehand. That even though the husband exempted her from a shvua, nevertheless, that exemption doesn't work and she has to swear anyway. However, the end of his words, we're going on a different case. When he said, if she's not collecting the ksuba, She doesn't have to swear from the Yisomim. That's to exclude Rabbi Eliezer Umachlu Kaso. That's going back on an earlier case we had in the Perek. What was the earlier case we had in the Perek? We had a dispute between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim. Can the husband make the woman swear if he appointed her as an apotropos? Can he make her swear only on the stuff that she was appointed guardian on? Or can he even make her swear on the flour, on the challah that she's baking him, or the clothing that she's knitting for him? We had this two Mishnayos ago. So can he make her swear that she didn't take a little kickback? She didn't take a little extra food when she was baking the food? Or she didn't take a little extra wool when she was knitting the clothing for her? So on that, he's coming to explain. No, even though Rabbi Elazar said he can even make her swear on the food and the clothing that he made for her, I disagree. Only the ksuba she can make him swear, but on the food and the clothing, I disagree with that. Right? Where was that Mishnah? Can someone find me that Mishnah? Where was that machlokas about the Rabbi Elazar with the where you have it? Peivav. Peivav. I'm in Beis. Was that where it was? No. That's Rabbi Shimon. No. Remember that machlokas, Rabbi Elazar, that Pilcha v'isasa. Peivav amid beis. Yeah. Right, that's it. Middle Mishnah. Moshe v'chen vanis. All right, that was talking about where a man made his wife into the storekeeper. So then, Oshemina aputrapia, or he appointed her as an aputrapia. Is a mashbia called manchiyirtze. So Tanakama says he can make her swear on the store, the stuff in the store, or the stuff that he poured to her guardian. Rabbi Eliezer said even al pilcha v'isasa, he can even make her swear on the bread that she bakes for him and the clothing that she knits for him. So on that, Rabbi Shimon says no. He can only make her swear on the ksuba, but not on pilcha v'isasa. That's what it's called. Okay, Rabosai, we will stop here. Everyone should have a great day. Tomorrow morning, regular time, right? 7:05.